Hello, and welcome to Choose to Rise, a podcast where I share practical tips and inspirational content to help you rise up out of your current situation to live your best life. My name is Kim Meyer, and I use my 6 years of experience as a self-care and lifestyle coach to dig deep into improving our mindsets, self-care, and confidence to live with our best lives. Thanks for joining me today.
All right, today I'm going to talk to you about the four L's. And yesterday, I learned this yesterday from in some personal development, heard it from a great man, his name's Jeff Hill. And the live, love, learn, legacy are the four L's. And if you in life, you want to be able to live, you want to be someplace, you want to work someplace, you want to be a part of something where you can live, where you can make a living, you can live your life to the fullest, where you can find, you want to live your life in a way where you have what you need, where you maybe have a little extra to do the wants, where you can just be yourself and live in a way of your values and of your purpose and find a way to be your absolute best. And the second thing is learn. You want to be in a situation where you're continuously learning, continually growing. Put yourself in a place, whether it's a career or a job or in an organization, a company, where you can continue to grow and develop yourself and always be learning. Every day we are learning how to lead. We're learning how to be our best selves. We're learning through personal development, learning to overcome situations, to not be stagnant, to be our very best self. And I hope that you can always find those. Sorry if you can hear my son in the background. He's singing the American Pledge of Allegiance. Anyway, so always learning, always overcoming, always being your very best self. And, you know, third thing is love. I hope that you are able to find a place to be in this world, a place to be in your job or in your company or wherever, that you find a place to land where you are learning to love yourself. Not where only to love on other people, that you're able to give back to others, but that you can find it in your heart to love yourself for who you are and love what you do. I hope that you can find something that you're passionate about, that you love doing, that gives you positive energy, that gives back to you as much as you give to it. And you know, you find joy in what you're doing. Nobody wants to go to a job or live a life where they feel miserable. Nobody wants to feel like they are just going through the motions. Everyone wants that purpose. Everyone has something inside of them, something that they love doing. And I hope that that's what you get going for in your life, that you find what it is that you love to do and that you get to do that, that you take action and that you know and you understand that it is for you to do those kinds of things. We have a cousin who is a beautiful woodworker. He creates amazing pieces for friends and family. And I often said to him, like, why don't you do this? Like, you do amazing work. You could open a shop. You could do this as what you, and you love doing it. Why not do this full time? And he says, it doesn't pay. Like, I can't support my family. And I'm like, yeah, well, that mindset, but like, you can get started small, open a side business, do things on the side and really do something that you love and enjoy versus the day-to-day job that he likes but isn't so super fond of. But, you know, do something that you love. Life is too short to live unhappily. It's too short to cannot grow and be your best self. And it's definitely too short not to love what you're doing. And the last one is legacy. It's your legacy is bigger than you. You want to be a part of something that touches other people's lives, that is transgenerational. It's going to help. I love being a part of being a health and fitness coach because it not only helps the people directly that I'm working with, but it impacts everybody in their family. When I can help a mom be a healthier mom, I'm helping that family be a healthier family. And if I'm helping one person overcome some struggles with confidence or whatever, that's one of my purposes with this podcast, is to help people build a better legacy for themselves. Help others become the very best self for themselves, and then that always, always spills over into the rest of their life, with their own children, with their grandchildren, with their neighbors, with their coworkers. When you can learn to be your very best self, that only emulates into you the rest of your life, and it impacts the other people. It's the ripple effect. You know, when you drop a pebble into the water, it ripples out across the rest of the water. When you can do that with positivity and hope and a smile and just doing things for other people in a positive, spreading kindness, spreading positivity, if you can do that today, that's my challenge for you today, is that you are able to make a ripple effect for somebody else in their life. I want you today to choose to rise up in your current situation by helping somebody else out. I've mentioned this quote before. I have it on my wall in my office. It says, the best way to forget your own troubles is to help somebody else with theirs. And it's so true. Like, you create that ripple effect of positivity that not only affects yourself, but it also affects the other people around you. And I just pray and hope that if you are living your life to your very best self, if you're learning every day and growing your mind, if you're loving other people and doing something that you love, that you will always, definitely always be living a positive legacy and leaving things behind you that making the world a better place than what you started with it. So if you can find all four of those things in your day-to-day, if you can find all of those things in one place, in your job, in the company that you work for, in your day-to-day life, then you're just going to have this passion inside of you that was started maybe as embers, that's going to fire inside of you and burn and be bright for other people to see. Be a light to others. Be a positive influence to other people. And that's my challenge to you today, is rise up and leave a positive legacy. Learn something new today. Love what you're doing and live out your purpose. Happy Friday. Take that into the weekend and drop below this video and others that what you are doing today to practice those four.
I hope you enjoyed the show today and share it with your friends and your social media. Sharing is caring, and it helps expand the impact of our show. Tag me at Choose to Rise Up on any social media platform so I can see what episodes are your favorite. You can also leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Thanks for joining me today, and I look forward to our time together again next time.